Israeli army carried out an hours-long ground raid of Gaza Thursday as it prepares for an expected wider incursion. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
An ambulance pulls up to an area in Khan Yunis which had just been struck by an Israeli warplane. AP's cameraman arrived at the same time. In that way, points a man, guiding the cameraman and the rescue workers. Moments later, a woman on a stretcher, grey with dust and a look of horror on her face, was carried into an ambulance. Another woman, walking away from the bomb site, wrapped in a blanket, calls out in panic. The strikes levelled more than 8 homes belonging to an extended family, killing over a dozen people. The Israeli military says it only strikes militant targets and accuses Hamas of operating among civilians in densely populated Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki, speaking to reporters in The Hague, Netherlands, Thursday, accused Israel of waging a war of revenge with the intent to destroy Gaza. Al-Maliki also said he'd like to see a full ceasefire in the conflict to allow for the delivery of needed humanitarian aid into Gaza, as opposed to a humanitarian pause, as some have called for. Speaking on the sidelines of the European Union summit in Brussels Thursday, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez agreed with the Palestinian foreign minister.
We must urgently call for a humanitarian pause. I would add, as Prime Minister of Spain, that I would like to see a ceasefire for humanitarian purposes. But if we don't have that conditions, at least a humanitarian pause in order to channel all the humanitarian aid that the Palestinian population needs urgently.
The EU leaders in Brussels indicated Thursday they plan to call for humanitarian quarters in Gaza and for pauses in bombardments. This is VOA News. As a community grieves a mass shooting, police in southern Maine continue searching for a suspect who faces multiple